Blog Talk Radio.
There was nobody before him, and there was nobody after him. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Can I get a hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Let everybody know that. Know that.
Black supremacy. Exodus 31:12-17. This is how you get down with the Israelite team. Praising Yahweh, your Elohim, on this holy temple case and gate. Thou shalt not do any work.
Nah.
And if you're picking up sticks, then you will get hit. This is what you do after you roam in your home. Don't go out doing that work, you get stoned. And we telling our brothers and sisters, telling, please listen to what the Most High say, that we must praise Him each and every day. But there's one day that's sanctified,
one
praise shot. He gave it to us for a sign. And I'm telling you, I never leave it behind. Always keep it on my mind. And this is how we get refined. Each and every time the light shines. Verily my Sabbath he shall keep, and anybody coming into my house better watch what they speak.
Watch.
I don't want nobody speaking out of turn.
Nope.
You came here to listen and learn. Watch what come out your mouth. Don't let your soul get burned. Please just turn to the Most High. This is how He sanctified. He wants us to tell the children of Israel who were trapped in these gates of hell. Please just learn how to drink
no,
well.
Oh,
stop getting on your knees. Every Sunday worship is double A.
Regards to the children of Israel.
That they must turn from these wicked ways that they do every Sabbath day. Matter of fact, the ones that turn that darkness into light. That sink of sundown from sundown is when the Sabbath day go down. But they strictly confused in the land of confusion. It is Yahweh is giving us your own delusion. And let our fears become before our faces. And that's why we worshiping in the wrong places. Synagogues of death and cemetery season these things that get us quickly buried. Please Yahweh, come close. Please, Yahweh, let them hear.
Read it, read it.
Really, my Sabbath,
really, my Sabbath. Between me and you, and you,
throughout your generation,
all generations,
and this is how we know we sanctify. Where do you think you go when you die? Oh, my brothers, why are you looking through the heavens when you cry? Do you think you are floating by the sky? Or going to the earth under the waters? Please tell me, my sons and daughters, it is Yahweh's Sabbath day. Thou shalt not do any work, no. Matter of fact, let me read the commandment. The seventh day to keep it holy. They shall labor and do all thy work. But the seventh day holy unto Yahweh. Thou shalt not do any work. Thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, man serving, maid serving, nor thy ox, nor thy ass. Don't let this holy day pass. For in 6 days Yah made the heavens, the earth, the sea, and all that in them is. It rested on the Sabbath day. Therefore Yahweh blessed the Sabbath day to keep it holy. So remember the Sabbath day. It is a sign between me and thee.
Which means the book is a form. But here, Yahweh has signs. And he said, and these people that believe in him, though him, would see that sign. What sign? What sign?
Read it. Read it. Read it.
Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Can I get a hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Can we let everybody know that?
Know that.
Know that.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. First and foremost, giving all praise and honor to the creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is my son, hallelujah. Once again, the creator has blessed us to see another week on this sixth day and sixth evening to bring you nothing but the truth. My name is Moray Ishaya ben Yisrael, out of the house of Israel, bringing to you nothing but the truth. And yes, it is true. I'm going to tell you the truth. For the Most High ordained me to tell you the truth. But if for some strange reason you are suspicious of anything that I say, teach, or believe, give me a call and we will discuss it. 919-931-6216. And let me say shalom to my beautiful brothers that's listening by the way of Blog Talk. And shalom to my beautiful brothers and sisters that's listening by the way of internet. Truly, I know the only reason you're listening, it is because of your fear of Elohim. So I bid you shalom, and I praise the mighty Yah for your presence. Before we get into our lesson tonight, I want to let everyone know that if you desire to join us up at our next conference, which will be held in Atlanta, Georgia, November the 24th through the 27th, and that's November the 24th through the 27th in Atlanta, Georgia, please visit our website, worldgatheringyisrael.org, worldgatheringyisrael.org, and you will see our flyer that we have, our letter that we are currently beginning to send out to the various leaders and elders and the people to let them know what will be the focus of our attention at this upcoming conference. And you also be able to view the hotel information. We will be at the Homewood Suites by Hilton at the Atlanta Airport location. So we'll be right by the Atlanta Airport, the Homewood Suites by Hilton, a very beautiful property, beautiful hotel, practically new hotel. And I can assure you, you will enjoy the festivities that we have planned for that weekend. Just to give you a preview of what we will be discussing, the scriptures let us plainly know why hope ye between two opinions. As many of you know, the Israelite community have always been plagued by the different beliefs, teachings, and interpretations of the word of the Most High. And not only the leaders and the teachers have these two opinions, but also many of our people who can just go to the store, pick up a Bible, or Tanakh, or Torah, purchase it, take it home, and they become their own teacher. And as a result of everyone being their own teacher, now our community is divided on which way to go. Who to believe, who to turn to. Of course, the scriptures say every man is right in his own eyes. So, which means no one has to listen to anyone. But the Creator has always left a remnant called his servants in the earth and in every generation that he chose to work with, to teach, and to show his secrets to, and his divine wisdom, knowledge, and understanding to. Of course, it's very hard to recognize who they are today because everyone is right in their own eyes. So at our upcoming winter conference, we will be discussing what holds you between two opinions. According to the scriptures, it says, let every matter be established by two or three witnesses. So it's time that we begin to establish the things that we teach and believe. We will also be discussing why do we have to slander, hate, sow discord, lie against one another? Is this conduct necessary? Well, not only is it not necessary, but it is totally against the word of Yah. It is against his laws, commandments, statutes, and judgments, but it's also against his covenant. The Ten Commandments clearly state, which the Ten Commandments is not only the Ten Commandments, but it's also a covenant. And the Ten Commandments clearly state, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. So the only way that we can come together as one people in the spirit of the Most High, we must return back to the fundamentals that put us in a predicament that we're in today. And that is, we went against the laws of the Most High, which is our wisdom and our understanding in the sight of the people. And once we have a heart and a mind and return back to these laws, then we will sit down and make the laws, the commandments, the statutes, as well as the judgments, our priority. And we will discuss it as brothers and sisters who truly love one another. Or we can continue the discord that is rampant in our community, which is part of the destruction of the house of Israel. So we will discuss these very vital matters. But tonight, our discussion will be the blessing versus the curse. Of course, as many of you all know, most, if not all, Israelite teachers, and I'll just say most because I don't know what all Israel is teaching. And let me say just many, teach that we are under the curse of the Most High. And it is true that as a result of us being in a land that is not ours, as a result of us being in a land for nearly 400 years, as a result of many of the prophecies that the Creator said will befall us if we did not obey His voice, these curses that were written in the book of Yah have taken hold of us as He has stated. So does that mean we are under the curse? Many Israelites say that since we are under the curse, we can't keep the law, we're not under the covenant, we can't be righteous, we can be right to a certain extent, but really we just can't be a clean, holy people as we were commanded. And the reason why is because we under the curse and we're living exclusively by the mercies of the Most High. We're not living by our righteousness. And this is a very strong argument. But what I would like you to consider is that the Almighty never, ever set before us just one thing. He never set before us His curse without us being able to reverse that curse to be blessed. And likewise, He never set the blessing before us without the understanding that as soon as we turn from Him, and all these curses will befall us. So are we just under the curse of the Most High? Or have we conditioned our mind to believe that we were only under the curse and we could not achieve the blessing? As a matter of fact, many people tell you every day and all day that the reason why certain things are happening is because we're just cursed. We're under the curse. And the curse has been our mantle that we have cloaked ourselves with. But let us read some scriptures to see if that's the total truth. Is it in our mind? And did our mind deceive us? First of all, let's go to the place where this was born. In the book of Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter. Again, we're talking about the blessing versus the curse. And then this is what it says in Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter. And I'm going to start at the first verse. And this is what it says. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of Yahda Elohim, to observe and to do all his commandments which I command thee this day, that Yahda Elohim will set thee on high above all the nations on the earth. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of Yahda Elohim. Blessed shall thou be in the city. Blessed shall thou be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, the fruit of thy ground, the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kind, the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. Blessed shall thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shall thou be when thou goest out. Yah will cause thy enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee seven ways. Yah shall command the blessing upon thee in thy storehouses and in all that thou settest thy hand unto. And he shall bless thee in the land which Yah thy Elohim giveth thee. Yah shall establish thee a holy people unto himself as he has sworn unto thee. If thou shalt keep the commandments of Yahda Elohim and walk in his ways. And all people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of Yah, and they shall be afraid of thee, and Yah shall make thee plenteous in goods, in the fruit of thy body, in the fruit of thy cattle, in the fruit of thy ground, in the land which Yah swore unto thy fathers to give thee. Yah shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heaven, to give rain unto thy land in a season, and to bless all the work of thy hand. And thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. Yah shall make thee the head and not the tail, and thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath, if thou hearken unto the commandments of Yah, thy Elohim, which I command thee this day to observe and to do them. So these are, and let me read this last verse, and thou shalt not go aside from any of the words which I command thee this day, to the right hand or to the left, to go after other deities to serve them. So this is what the Creator said will happen if we hearken diligently unto His voice. And why? Because anytime our people hearken unto the voice of Yah, the Creator called this obedience. And He said, if you obey His voice, today Yah's voice is found in His word. And now that we have His word, the Creator desires us to be obedient to it. And of course, as many of you all know, in the 15th verse, it said, but it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of Yah, to observe to do all His commandments and His statutes, which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. So, really, Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, is really a record of indictment against us. It's not saying you're under a curse or you're under a blessing. What it really is saying, if you obey me, this is what you will receive. But if you turn away from me and do not hearken unto my voice, then all these curses shall pursue you and overtake you. So we have choices today, and we've always had choices that were set before us. The Creator said He set before us good and evil, life and death. And He encouraged us to choose the good and the life. So there's no burden of curses, just like there's no abundance of blessing on my shoulder to tip me any either way. What would determine my curses is my ability or inability to hearken or not hearken to the word and the voice of the Most High. Now, why is this important? The reason why this is important, because a lot of people believe their conditions are inevitable. They cannot change their condition. And I'm here to tell you, you always had the ability to change your condition. Now, you can't walk for everybody else. So collectively, you cannot change the Almighty proposed to do to the whole house. But you can change what He had proposed to do to you. And this is what I want you to see. And if you are blessed, are you then under the curse? And if you come to the conclusion that you're cursed, can you then be blessed? Watch what the Creator says. And I'm here to tell you that your curse, as well cursing and your blessing, all is predicated on your ability to obey the voice of the Most High. Let us see. Go to the book of Genesis. In the book of Genesis, the 22nd chapter, this is what the scripture say. Starting at the 15th verse, Genesis 22, verse 15. And it reads on this wise: "And the angel of Yah called unto Abraham out of heaven the second time, and said, By myself have I sworn, said Yah, for because thou hast done this thing, and hast not withheld thy son, thy only son, that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thee. I will multiply thy seed as the stars of heaven, and as the sand which upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gates of his enemies. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice." And this is Abraham. And surely the blessings that we receive yesterday and today, and the ones we will receive tomorrow, was because the Almighty had a servant named Abraham. And Abraham was so faithful and believed in the Most High and showed by his actions, by being obedient to his voice, the Almighty said, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. And not just him, but his seed. All because of obedience. Now, that same obedience that he demonstrated, of course, he didn't have many of the laws that we have today, but he was still obedient to the voice of the Most High. And the same blessing he received is the same blessing that you and I can receive if we are obedient. And is there anything preventing you from being obedient to the voice of the Most High? This is what you have to ask yourself. You can't speak for the nation of Israel. You can't speak even for your family. But you can speak for yourself. Is anything preventing you from being obedient to the Most High? It says in Genesis, the 26th chapter, let us turn there. And what are we discussing? We're discussing the blessing and the curse. And this is what it says, starting at verse 1. Genesis 26 and 1, and there was a famine in the land, beside the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went unto Abimelech, king of the Philistines, unto Gerar. And Yah appeared unto him and said, go not down into Egypt. Dwell in the land which I shall tell thee of. Sojourn in this land, and I will be with thee, and will bless thee. For unto thee and unto thy seed I will give all these countries, and I will perform the oath which I swore unto Abraham thy father, and I will make thy seed to multiply as the stars of heaven, and will give unto thy seed all these countries, and in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because that Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws. Yes, this is what Abraham did. Now, did he do this because he was a free man? Or did he do this because he had a faithful heart? And what did the Creator say he judged? Did not he say he judged the heart, the inward of a man? And I know, as we read these scriptures, there's people saying, well, the scriptures say we were going to eat defiled foods amongst the nations where the Yah drive us. We were going to serve their deities as Yah prophesied. We were going to be the head and not the tail. And all these things will befall us. We will be against one another. A wife shall be ravished, and adultery shall be committed against us and them. And there will be no power in our might. And all those things are true. For those things are the fruit of the curse. And the curse came as a result of disobedience, not obeying the voice of Yah. And since we and you and I and many of us have the knowledge of the Most High, then why not obey his voice and receive the blessing? Let me show you how Yah had even proposed that you would even be blessed even in the land of your enemies. Go to the book of Deuteronomy, the 30th chapter. And this is what it said. In the first verse, Deuteronomy 30. And what are we discussing? We are discussing the blessing versus the curse. And this is what it says. And it shall come to pass, when all these things have come upon thee, the blessing and the curse, which I have set before thee. And thou shalt call them to mind among all the nations whither Yahweh Elohim have driven thee, because the blessing and the curse came upon you. In other words, the memory of the blessing and the curse. And then you call it to mind that you're cursed, but you can be blessed. You're blessed, but you can be cursed. And you call them to mind and shall return unto Yah, thy Elohim, and shall obey his voice according to all that I command thee this day, thou and thy children, with all thy heart and with all thy soul, that then Yah the Elohim will turn thy captivity and have compassion upon thee, and will return and gather thee from all the nations where the Yah the Elohim have scattered thee. In other words, Yah have always given us a way out. And Yah has never subjugated us just to the curse, nor have he subjugated us just to the blessing. But he set both of them before us, and he set them before us as a nation, as tribes, as families, and as individuals. And once these things come to our mind, the Creator said this in the fourth verse: if any of thine be driven out unto the outermost parts of heaven, from thence will Yah the Elohim gather thee, and from thence will he fetch thee. And why? Because you have obeyed the voice according to his commandments. This is why it's so important to be obedient to the Most High. Because being obedient is how we become blessed. And these blessings is not the priority of our focus. Our people so focused on the curse that all we believe in our highest expectations that we are cursed, rather than focusing on the blessing with the understanding that our standards and our priorities will be high, and that we refuse to have the low expectations of the curse. And we can quote all the curses, but what about the blessings? Why don't we call the blessing to mind and focus on it? As if we cannot be blessed. And here the Creator is letting us know. The fifth verse: and Yah the Elohim will bring thee into the land which thy fathers possessed, and thou shalt possess it. And he will do thee good and multiply thee above thy fathers. And Yah the Elohim will circumcise thy heart and the heart of thy seed to love Yah the Elohim with all thy heart and with all thy soul that thou mayest live. And Yah the Elohim will put all these curses upon thy enemies and on them that hate thee, which persecuted thee. And thou shalt return and obey the voice of Yah, and do all his commandments which I command thee this day. And Yah the Elohim will make thee plenteous in every work of thy hand, in the fruit of thy body, the fruit of thy cattle, and the fruit of thy land, for good. For Yah will again rejoice over thee for good, as he rejoiced over thy fathers, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of Yah thy Elohim, to keep his commandments and his statutes, which are written in the book, this book of the law. And if thou turn unto Yah thy Elohim with all thy heart, and with all thy soul. And watch what it says to even more hammer away the point. For this commandment which I command thee this day, it is not hidden from thee, neither is it far off. It is not in heaven that thou shouldest say, who shall go up for us to heaven and bring it unto us, that we may hear it and do it. Neither is it beyond the sea that thou shouldest say, who shall go over the sea for us and bring it unto us, that we may hear it and do it. But the word is very nigh unto thee, in thy mouth and in thy heart, that thou mayest do it. In other words, it's not in a particular geographical location. It's not in heaven. It's not in the ocean. It's not in Africa. It's not on a mountain. It's in your heart. It's in your mouth. See, I have said before thee this day, life and good, death and evil, in that I command thee this day to love Yah thy Elohim, to walk in his ways, to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments, that thou mayest live and multiply. And Yah the Elohim shall bless thee in the land whither thou goest to possess it. And this is the other part. But if thy heart turn away, so that thou will not hear, but shall be drawn away and worship other deities and serve them, I denounce unto you this day that ye shall surely perish, and that ye shall not prolong your days upon the land, whether thou passest over Jordan to go to possess it. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have said before you, life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. In other words, it's not too late to choose. It's never too late to choose, as long as you have a choice. Now, there will come a time where you won't have a choice. But today you have a choice. You have a choice on whether you will obey the Most High or not. You have a choice on whether you want the blessing or the cursing. Even to this very day, you have choice. You still can choose life or good and life and death, good and evil. You have that choice. And our fathers had that choice also. This choice has never, ever been taken away from us. And he didn't just say it before us, but it was always said before our fathers. It was said before Adam and Eve. Show you how blessed Jacob was in the book of Genesis, the 30th chapter. Because I want you to see you don't have to succumb to the curses that will befall those that hearken not unto the voice of Yah. Know these curses are for those who did not hearken. And the blessing is for those who do hearken. Look what it says in the book of Genesis, the 30th chapter. And I'm going to start reading the 25th verse. This is what it says. And it came to pass, when Rachel had borne Joseph, that Jacob said unto Laban, send me away that I may go into my own place, into my country. Give me my wives and my children, for whom I have served thee, and let me go, for thou knowest my service which I have done thee. And Laban said unto him, I pray thee, if I found favor in thy eyes, tarry, meaning stay, for I have learned by experience that Yah have blessed me for thy sake. And he said, appoint me thy wages, and I will give it. And he said unto him, thou knowest how I have served thee, and how thy cattle was with me, for it was little which thou hast before I came, and it is now increased unto a multitude, and Yah have blessed thee since my coming. And now when shall I provide for my own house also? So as a result of Jacob's presence, work, Laban was blessed. But as soon as Jacob separated himself, then you see what happened to Laban. Why? Because the Almighty had always said before the blessing and the curse. If we really understood this, we will hearken unto the Most High. In other words, instead of us fighting one another, sowing discord against one another, lying and false witnessing against one another, we will be helping and working together. And what would this produce? It will produce the very blessing that we say we so desire. And instead of us being a curse, we will be a blessing. Look what it says in Genesis 39. In the book of Genesis, the 39th chapter, starting at the very first verse, this is what it says. And Yosef was brought down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard, an Egyptian, bought him of the hands of the Ishmaelites, which brought him down there. And Yah was with Yosef, and he was a prosperous man, and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. And his master saw that Yah was with him, and that Yah made all that he did to prosper in his hand. And Yosef found grace in his sight, and he served him, and he made him overseer over his house, and all that he had he put into his hand. And it came to pass from the time that he had made him overseer in his house and over all that he had, that Yah blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. And the blessing of Yah was upon all that he had in the house and in the field. Why? Because the Almighty has always set this blessing and curse before us. We just have to decide to be obedient. And we can be obedient. Yah never took these choices from us. We can be obedient to the Most High. And if we can be obedient, we can also be blessed. For obedience, the fruits of obedience, is being blessed. Another scripture I want you to see is in the book of Deuteronomy, the 11th chapter. Deuteronomy, the 11th chapter. And what are we discussing? Well, we're discussing the blessing versus the curse. And why are we so hung on the curse? Well, we refuse to talk about the blessing. And our expectations is just mercy. Why can't our expectations also be the blessing? Did the Almighty take the blessing away from us? Where now we only have one choice, and that is the curse. No, he did not take it from us. He said it is not in heaven. It's not across the waters, but it's very nigh unto us. Look at Deuteronomy 11 chapter. And I'm going to start reading at the 26th verse. And this is what it says. Behold, no matter where we at, let me start at the 22nd verse so you can understand this. It says, for if ye shall diligently keep all these commandments which I command you to do them, to love Yah your Elohim, to walk in his ways, and to cleave unto him, then will Yah drive out all these nations from before you. And ye shall possess greater nations, mightier than yourselves. Every place wherein the soles of your feet shall tread shall be yours, from the wilderness and Lebanon, from the river of Euphrates, even unto the uttermost sea shall your coast be. There shall no man be able to stand before you. For Yah your Elohim shall lay the fear of you and the dread of you upon all the land that you shall tread upon, as he has said unto you. Behold, I set before you this day a blessing and a curse. A blessing if you obey the commandments of Yah your Elohim, which I command you this day, and a curse if you will not obey the commandments of Yah your Elohim, but turn aside out of the way which I command you this day, to go after other deities which you have not known. So, whether you're in the land, whether you're in the wilderness, whether you're at the mountain, whether you're in captivity, no matter where you're at, Yah said before us, blessing and curse. And if we obey his commandments, then that blessing will take hold of us and pursue us. And blessed shall we be in the city, and blessed shall we be in the field. But if we turn from hearing the voice of the Most High and keep not his commandments, or his laws, or his statutes and judgments, the curses that we know are written in this book of the law shall pursue us and overtake us as he has written. So ask yourself, can you be obedient to the voice of Yah? And if you can be obedient to the voice of Yah, then you can be blessed. For the fruits of obedience is the blessing of Yah. So you how beautiful the blessing of the Most High is. Before I go to my callers, look what it says in the book of Proverbs, the 10th chapter. And there's many examples like this. In the book of Proverbs, the 10th chapter, and this is what it says in the 22nd verse. It says, the blessing of Yah, it make it rich, and he added no sorrow with it. No wonder one equate riches with blessings. For the blessing of Yah, it make it rich. And of course, we don't want to get it confused. Everybody that's rich is not blessed. But make no mistake about it, the blessing of Yah, it does make it rich. And if you desire to be blessed, you must be obedient. So it's up to you. You can believe that all you were made for and all you will ever do in your life is be cursed, or you can begin to have the mindset to bethink yourself that Yah said before you blessing and cursing, and focus on the blessing of Yah that you can reap the fruits of those blessings. If you like to comment on anything that I said or have any questions, give me a call. 347-838-8953. I think that's 53. And press the number 1 on your phone. I'm going to one of our callers. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom, Moray Shaya. How are you, brother?
I'm doing excellent. Elder Elijah here in Cincinnati. I'm doing great. Praise the mighty Yah.
Praise the mighty Yah.
Let me repeat that number again. 347-838-8963. Go ahead, Elder. Praise the mighty Yah.
Well, brother, I just want to say that Yah gives up the way he does. Many times, you know, things are happening in our lives, and we see the good, and we don't know how to tag it. But according to the teaching you gave up as a servant of Yah this evening, it should make it clear to a lot of people exclusively and absolutely that what you said from the words of Yah are established and right on point. It is true that according to what you said and the testimony and witnesses that you gave up that we have before us to be blessed or to be cursed. One requires obedience, the other disobedience. And if I'm correct, obedience is wanting to lean on, trust in, rely on, depend on, let it be your thoughtfulness in terms of obedience, which always has you looking at his word for your resolution. So I want to thank you, and that's my comment. And it was exquisitely beautiful the way Yah does things and makes it manifest through his service. So, you know, thank you for that wonderful message. And I hope others can delight in what you gave up as a feast from the mighty Yah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And I appreciate that, my elder, and all praises go to the Most High Yah. And it is true, everything that you said, if we placed our focus on the Most High and his word, because his words came from his voice, and we are obedient to it, even if we don't know it all, even if we are unsure, if that is our focus and we begin to execute the very thing that he says with the mindset, if we do it, we will be blessed. Rather than we cursed, there's nothing we can do about it. He said we will be cursed, and we are cursed, and that's our plight. And we can't keep no covenants. We can't keep no commandments. We can't keep no laws. And even if we kept the laws, even if we kept the commandments, we're still a cursed people. And the only reason we're living is not by the righteousness that Noah, Daniel, and Job lived by, but we only living by the Creator's mercy, because we cannot achieve the righteousness of these three righteous individuals, because the only thing the Almighty said before us is a curse. And I believe he set both of them before us so that we can be blessed and live rather than curse and die. So hallelujah for your comments.
Hallelujah.
If there's any other callers that would like to chime in on what we're talking about, and that is the blessing versus the curse, give me a call. And it is true. Many of us woke up to the undeniable truth that we were Israel because of all these curses that the Creator said will befall his people. And he said they will be a sign and a wonder upon us. And it is the truth. When we look at all the state of our community, when we look at our ancestors, and we look at our plight today, it is inescapable that we are indeed the children of Israel. This prophecy only fulfills the house of Israel. But the Creator still let us know that if the blessing and a curse that he set before us come to our mind, come to remembrance, hey, we can be blessed or cursed. We can live or die. We can do good or evil. If we return and obey Yah's voice, as he commanded us, the blessing is ripe for us to seize. Let us take hold of these commandments, of these laws, of these statutes and judgments, and be blessed. Wouldn't that make sense? Should not that be our zeal? Or do you hear, we can't keep the law, we're not under the covenant, because this law and these covenants, you only can do them in the land anyway. You can't be righteous in America, in the land of your enemies, in this eating this defiled bread. You're only unclean. Once the Creator separates us, then and sprinkle water upon us, then we can be clean. But while you are amongst your enemies, there's really no hope. You're cursed. Well, this is not the attitude nor the thoughts of our ancestors. Look at Daniel in the book of Daniel. Let us turn there. And I know there's people say, well, he was in a different time. Well, according to the law It don't matter what time you're in. It don't matter where you're at, whether you're on a mountain, whether you're in captivity. No matter where you're at. The scriptures say the word is very nigh unto thee, even in your mouth and your heart. Which means this, no matter where you go, no matter where you're at, no matter where you find yourself, the blessing and the curse is always before you. Look what Daniel said in the book of Daniel, the first chapter, the 9th verse. Now Elohim had brought Daniel into favor and tender love with the prince of the eunuchs. In other words, again, here go this blessing. Once again, like Joseph, like Jacob, like Abraham. And when you like to say like you, couldn't this be talking about you? Sure, this can be talking about you. Why not you? Look what it says. And the prince of the eunuchs said unto Daniel, I fear my master, the king, who have appointed your meat and your dream. For why should he see your faces worse liking than the children which are of your sort? Then shall ye make me endanger my head to the king. Then said Daniel to Melzar, whom the prince of the eunuchs had set over Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, prove thy servants, I beseech thee, 10 days, and let them give us pulse to eat and water to drink. Why? Because in the 8th verse, Daniel made it crystal clear. But Daniel purposed in his heart that he will not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. Is this our countenance, our zeal, our spirit, when it comes to the laws, statutes, commandments, and judgments of the Most High? Said in the 13th verse, then let our countenances be looked upon before thee, and the countenance of the children that eat of the portion of the king's meat. And as thou seest, deal with thy servants. Why? Because they wholeheartedly believed that if they keep the commandments and not defile themselves, that they will be a blessing. And Yah will command his blessing upon them. For blessed are they who keep his commandments and that are obedient to his voice. They believed this, and they did this. And it further says, so he considered to them in this matter and proved them 10 days. And at the end of the 10 days, their countenance appeared fairer, fatter in flesh than all the children which did eat the portion of the king's meat. Thus Melzar took away the portion of their meat and the wine that they should drink, and gave them pulse. And you know what pulse is. Pulse is vegetables. And look what it says. In the 18th verse. Let me start at the 17th verse of the same chapter, the first chapter. As for these four children, Elohim gave them knowledge and skill in all learning and wisdom. And Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams. Now at the end of the days that the king had said he should bring them in, then the prince of the eunuchs brought them in before Nebuchadnezzar. And the king communed with them. And among them all was found none like Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Therefore stood they before the king. And in all matters of wisdom and understanding that the king inquired of them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and astrologers that were in all his realm. Now, do you see the blessings of Yah if you obey his voice? But I guess if we don't obey his voice, it is understandable why all we will talk about, all we will concern ourselves with, all our expectations would be a curse. And as I told to many people, this is what they will talk about. How we can't do this. How we can't do that. How we can't achieve this. How we can't achieve that. We're just cursed. Look at the curses. That's what I said. Look at the curses. But I don't hear people talking about the blessing. As if all the Almighty set before us is a curse. As if all the Almighty hid on a tree of knowledge is evil, but not good and evil. And all the blessings that the Creator set before us is either in heaven or in the land where you got to go over to get it, or in a remote place that no one else knows about, or in a wilderness in some desert land. That's where the blessing is. But the blessing is not in your mouth, nor in your heart. But yet, this is what the Creator said the blessing is. For his word is very nigh unto thee, in your heart and in your mouth. All the Creator wants you to do is choose wisely. Choose life and good that you may live. Reject this curse. In this evil, not rejecting it by not accepting your punishment, because you have to accept your punishment. You have to accept the fact the only reason you are cursed is because we've been disobedient. But now that you know what to do, then be obedient and watch the blessing of Yah pursue you, take hold of you. Because in your mind, Yah still know that your expectations is only to be cursed. But he wants you to know that you can be blessed. And just one more scripture before I leave you all. Leave you all with this. And it's also in the book of, this is in Psalm 133. I think that's where I want to go. It says in Psalm 133, "Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, that went down to the skirts of his garments, as the dew of Hermon, and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion. For there Yah commanded the blessing." And what is the blessing? "Even life forevermore." And this is where our mind has to be. It has to be on life forevermore. For Yah has no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked shall turn and live. Until next week, Yah loves you, and so do I. Shalom.